Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Will only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there.
Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Our power prayer tonight is Wednesday, February the 19th. The time is 9:35 p.m. We just heard Want to Do It by the new gospel artist, Corinne Hoffman. Yes, tonight we're in the Apple Valley studio with critically acclaimed bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, conveniently located at 8516 South Thompson Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. Anyone in the LA area, Sunday morning, Dr. Bishop Moore, he is with his congregation at 11:30 in the morning, worshiping and giving God the ultimate praise and having a hallelujah time in church. So if you don't have a church home, you're more than welcome to come to ours. We will welcome you with open arms. Yes, prayer night with Dr. Bishop Moore. We are welcoming you to our weekly prayer session of our Hour of Power Prayer. We will take your petitions and your prayers to the throne of grace tonight. Just remember, you need to be like the woman with the little mite. She gave all that she could, and that was greater than what anyone else could do. And that's the same with your faith. I want you to step out on faith when you call in tonight for these prayers and believe that God is going to answer. You got to do what God wants you to do. You got to get it done in a hurry. And that's what this season is supposed to be. Let us do what the Lord is calling of us to do, and let us get it done in a hurry. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour. God bless.
God bless you and radio land tonight. Amen, amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice therein. Thank God again, amen, for my announcement. Amen, bring us on tonight. We are here is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Tonight is Wednesday night. Tonight is prayer night that you can take your request to the throne of grace and tell Jesus what you want tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you remember on last week, amen, I asked of you, if you would, praise the Lord, call someone, tell them, amen, Dr. Moore and their staff here in Alpha Valley is on the air, and we would like to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. There is nothing like prayer. Prayer will change things. In your weakest moment that you done gave up on everything, you can pray, and God will answer your prayers. When everything seems to be going wrong with you, and nothing don't seem to be uplifting to you, go down on your knees and pray. Not only the Lord, amen, will answer your prayer, he said, I hear your prayers. Your prayers was very important unto Jesus tonight. So, amen, don't touch that dial tonight. Call in tonight, amen. And ever what your prayer request is, we will take it to the Lord together tonight. Together we stand and divided we fall. We don't never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Many times we be up on one day and be down another day. But prayer can take you through. When Jesus got ready to leave this old world, he went and prayed. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed the sweat drops off of him as great drops of blood, saying, Father, if it be possible, take this cup from me. He knew he had to go through something. And he prayed three times. When he got to the last prayer, saying the same word, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. And I pray tonight, amen, that is what every born-again Christian is out there saying tonight, regardless of what you're going through with. Regardless, amen, you don't feel like your prayer is being answered. Not my will, but let your will be done. Call somebody tonight and tell them, amen, that Dr. Moore and his staff, amen, here in Apple Valley is on the air tonight. And we would like to say unto you, amen, God wanted to hear from you. Amen. The Lord want to hear from you tonight. Amen. And we are willing, amen, and able is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Defeat the devil tonight by calling in, giving the Lord some glory. The devil don't want you to give the Lord any glory. Psalm 41 says, I waited patient for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Be patient tonight. Don't get into big a hurry. Let the Lord hear your cry tonight. We get ready to open up these lines tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Amen. And let them know that Dr. Moore is on the air along with the staff here in Apple Valley. Praise the Lord. The Lord is just so good to us. Hallelujah. I love the Lord tonight. Amen. Because he heard my cry and he pitied every groan. We have a caller on the line.
Caller from 323-428. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you, Josh.
Praise the Lord, my brother.
Yeah, I was calling to request prayer for my back and for my family.
Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. God is God, and besides him, there is none other.
Yes.
Almighty God, tonight, Brother Clyde is calling. He has hurt his back in some kind of way. We don't know how, for Lord, you heard it. And it's giving problems right now. But Almighty God, you know every muscle and every nerve that is in that back in the name of Jesus right now. And we ask you, Lord God, by your mercy, by your tender mercy and your love, would you reach down and touch him tonight? Give him release of that back pain. Give him release of that back pain, Lord. Oh, we release our faith with my brother tonight. Oh, Jesus, because he knows that he believes that you are the answer and you can do all things tonight. Oh, Jesus. My God, strengthen him. Strengthen him in that back tonight. Strengthen him, Lord. My God, strengthen him right now. He never has experienced these type of pain before. But Almighty God, mighty God, be with him tonight. Be with him tonight, Lord. My God, just ease the pain a little bit. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you things working together for good to them that love you tonight. Remember his family tonight. My God, his entire family tonight. Oh, Jesus, we are praying together. We are standing together in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you by the power of Jesus tonight. You can't have no hold on us tonight. My God, we belong to you. We have sold out for you. My God, we stand on your holy word. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are delivered in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we claim in victory. Oh, shut up. We claim in victory for my beloved brother right now in Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Brother God, thank God if you can for your call tonight. And we're going to believe Jesus with you right now. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name.
Call from 562-417. You live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. I'm calling for prayer for my family. Not only that, God continue to cover his blood over my children, save their souls before it's too late. I'm praying, I would like a special prayer request for a family member that don't have a place to stay. Remember those who are homeless and God provides shelter for them in this time of need.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister. Happy tonight. God bless you. Amen. Yeah, we're going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. We believe in Jesus now. And we know the Lord, amen, is able to work out all things. Oh, mighty God, right now, my beloved sister is praying. She's praying, Lord Jesus, for those that are seen to be on outcast. Don't have a place to sleep. Don't have a place for the lady. Hey, I know you say we should have the poor with us always, but oh, Jesus, the earthly doors and the
world
to you. Open up some doors. Open up some doors, Lord. My God, open up some shelters. My God, touch somebody's heart. Oh, Jesus, that is sitting on.
Touch your heart. Touch your heart, Lord.
On Father of you. My God, and let them realize that those are human beings out there.
Help them, Lord.
Touch somebody tonight. Oh, Jesus, you hear our cries. When the children of Israel were down in
Lord,
Egypt,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You heard that cry. Unannounced,
Lord. Lord.
Master.
Save them, Jesus.
My God, you heard him. You heard him. You heard him. You heard him. Hear our cries.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, I'm asking you to bless this person's sister tonight. My God, this woman of God tonight that is standing on your holy word. My God,
thank
I'm
you,
asking
Jesus.
You. Let your faith be increased in her right now. Every pain that's got back you, Lord, strengthen the faith in you right now.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus right now. We bind Satan in every area. My God, we pray for our children tonight that you save them, sanctify them. My God, bring
them in.
Lord,
in the name of
the whole world. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Hear our
prayer. You're
not willing to perish, but all come to eternal life tonight. Strengthen my beloved sister tonight. My God, strengthen the
Lord.
In the place tonight. My God, I thank you for our obedience.
Jesus.
I thank you all for our service.
Thank you
for our contribution. Keep on blessing the Lord. Keep on strengthening
thank
us
you,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus right now. You said, Lord, your word
you,
would
Jesus.
Not return unto me, boy. We claim victory for
thank
right
you,
now
Jesus.
In our household in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord.
Jesus.
God bless you. Minister Lawrence and I thank you for calling. God bless you again.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Caller from 310-637. You're live on the air. Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Janice calling. And I'm calling for prayer tonight for my breathing. I have been having problems with my breathing tonight. I'm asking you to pray for me.
My Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus. It seems like, Lord Jesus, you're not the only one that has seemed to be under that attack tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
My God, but I thank you for our prayer, asking for prayer tonight. That
old
spirit seemed to come in my life and trying to find me tonight. But, oh, Jesus,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, you give breath and you take breath.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, right now, hey, look up on Mother Jesus right now.
Name of Jesus.
Give
her
breathing. Cut them off. Give her out in a long, Lord.
In Jesus.
And that congestion that is in a long right now, Lord, that is dissipated.
Name of Jesus.
Prayer request on my heart tonight. I'm soliciting all the prayers that went before the Lord tonight. I'm praying for myself and my husband that we grow strong in the Lord, and my husband say the final yes. I'm also praying for soul salvation for my children, my saved ones, my brothers and sisters and their children, my extended family and my husband's side of the family as a whole, my church, my greater all nation as a whole, and you, Bishop, that the Lord give us the anointing. We stay on one mind and one accord. Praying for those behind the prison walls and those that's on a sick list, weak in their bodies. That is my prayer request for tonight.
Thank the Lord tonight. We're going to believe Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My sister, there is a lot of sickness that's going on.
Yes,
we're going to believe
Lord.
Jesus. My God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith tonight. Almighty
yes,
God,
Lord.
Look down and remember this request tonight. Look down on your
yes,
handmaid that you're
Lord.
And bringing these petitions before you right now. Lord, honor
in
these
in the name
requests.
Of Jesus.
I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, there is some out of the ark of safety. We praying for those that you bring them in before
yes,
the everlasting.
Lord.
Have mercy upon us tonight.
My
mercy, God is
Lord,
on
mercy,
the
Lord.
Your children, and we are weak in our body. But my God, give us strength right now. Give us
yes,
strength right
Jesus.
Now. My God, give us strength. Strength
in
the body. Strength in the soul. Give us strength. My God, by your word, give us strength right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Let
yes,
your power flow in the midst of us right now. My God, we're going to praise you regardless. My God, of what we're going through, we're
yes,
going to praise
Lord,
you.
Lord, in the name
you
of Jesus.
My God, in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Pray for the extended thank family, you. Lord. I pray for the on the other side. I pray that you save them all, Lord. Save them, sanctify them, fill
save
them with
them, Lord.
The
do it, Lord,
my
in the
Father,
name of Jesus.
We pray for those that are behind the prison wall, that you save them, Lord.
Yes,
save
Jesus,
them.
Yes,
there
Lord.
Is nothing
yes,
you
Lord.
Father can't do. There is no distance you can't reach. My God, save in Jesus' name right now.
In
work it out
for
my beloved sister right now, Lord. My God, strengthen her and her household right now in the name of Jesus. Bless greater all nations in the name of Jesus. My God, that is your church. And you say, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the very gates of hell shall prevail against it. My God, that's your church. My God, we are just your servants. Your will. My God, let your name be glorified. To the church that
Lord,
you
in the name
and
of Jesus.
We give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God for the prayer tonight. And thank God for you tonight, sister. Amen.
Thank
keep
you,
it up in prayer tonight. God bless you.
Thank you.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Katasha.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
I'm calling in for prayer for my family, my friend Cammy. I'm calling in for prayer that God keeps blessing me, that my health get better. And I'm praying for my church, greater our nations.
God bless you, Brother Brenner, tonight. God is hearing that request that you're sending up before him. And God said, he honors the prayers of the righteous. So keep on believing. Keep on having faith. No matter, amen, what you're going through, keep on believing, amen, that the Lord Jesus himself is hearing your prayers right now. My God, we bring any petition before you. Do a miracle. Do a miracle. Perform the beloved brother right now. Perform healing upon him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now. Do something new in his life, Lord. I know that you're able, Lord. You see them. You know the body, Lord. You know his heart. You know his mind. You know his destiny. You know all about him right now. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Touch Brother Cameron right now, Lord. That's a friend of his. Oh, he's standing in pocket for him right now. My God, but let that Brother Cameron know, amen. He's not forgotten tonight. Oh, Jesus, the proud is going up for him tonight. You know how to deliver Brother Cameron tonight. My God, you know how to work it out. Go in that household. Move by your spirit. Talk to him by your spirit. Let your spirit renew their strength in the name of Jesus right now. Give him the fullness of your understanding. Give him the fullness of your knowledge, Lord. Given the fullness of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray. My God, I rebuke and I bind everything that's not like Jesus. We claim your victory for our beloved brothers in the name of Jesus. Continue to speak peace to him, Lord. Continue to speak peace to the church. My Lord, he loves his church, Lord. My Lord, let there be a light that he ever see in this church, Lord. My God, that he can glorify your name. In Jesus' name, work it out for him. And we give you the praise right now in the holy name of Jesus. Thank the Lord, my brother. Thank you for calling
us
tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank
you. Oh, Jesus is good tonight. Hallelujah. Satan is trying to hinder God peoples tonight. But I want you to remember the word of God. We're standing on the word of God. Up on this rock, he told Peter, I will build my church. And that rock he was talking about was himself. Peter was a little petrol, but he is that solid rock. He's that firm rock. He's that hard rock. He's that rock that destroyed mountains. He's that rock that was hewed out the mountain. And the very gates of hell shall not overcome the church. I don't care what you're going through with tonight. Jesus is there. Remember, amen, the words of Jesus, and Jesus can't lie. Lo, I'll be with you. Even to the end of the world. Call us tonight. My God, this is your opportunity that you can have to talk to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, Baba Hoshanda. My God, he's worthy to be praised tonight. There is some kind of amen. Something is in the air, amen. Call the name, man. People's breath to be shortened. But we're praying tonight that God will loose that congestion. My God, in the name of Jesus tonight. I believe we have a caller. God bless you.
Caller from Black Number, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Keetasha. God bless you, Bishop Moore. My prayer request is that God richly bless you, Bishop and Keetasha, with this radio ministry, and pray my strength in the Lord. You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Amen. Thank you, amen, for thinking about us. Amen. And thank you for praying for us. Amen. We're going to take your petition to the Lord right now. Pray your strength, your strength. My God, I pray her strength in you tonight. I pray her strength in you tonight. Strength in our Lord. Where she don't even think that she can do it. Lord, you strengthen her. Because you know how. You know her, Lord.
Thank
you.
You
love her, Lord.
Yes.
My God, you keep her, Lord. My God, I'm not
thank you, Jesus.
It's higher. It's higher.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Let her achieve 2020 much more than she hardly ever got in her lifetime.
Yes,
I know what she needs for her. Continue to come bless the Lord. Continue to pour out your spirit. Continue to guide us, my God, in your way. I know what she needs in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you for our call. I thank you for our love. I thank you for our support tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
In all the glory in the name of Jesus. My God, thank you. Sister, for calling. We love you. Continue to call us. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is on the throne tonight. Listen, children. There is not but one throne in heaven. And Jesus Christ is sitting on that throne. Ruling from heaven tonight. But the Bible says he coming to rule on earth. I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of heaven as a bride was adorned for her husband. Jesus is going to bring this new Jerusalem with him. And oh, God, people are going to be in that new Jerusalem. This earth that we're living in now is temporary. Don't you let, amen, the devil fool you. We are only on a temporary ground. Amen. Peter says, amen. He saw this earth, all that is in it, is burnt up. God said, I will not destroy the world by water anymore, but this time I'm going to destroy it by fire. Come on, beloved. And we don't know the hour. We don't know the minute when the Son of Man shall come, but Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And he's coming at a church. He's coming at a church. Not no any kind of church. But a church that has sold out. Not to do what they want to do, but to do what he has commanded us to do. Tonight is prayer night. Come on, children. Let's pray. Let's pray while it is day, because look, night is far approaching us. And when I mean that, sin everywhere. And sin is fighting against righteousness. Sin don't want righteousness to prevail. That is through, amen, your family, my family, your children, their children. Sin is fighting against righteousness. It's time to pray. Sin will never overcome righteousness. I don't care how polluted the world is and how corrupt it is. Sin will never overcome the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We want to pray for you tonight. We want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. God is good. Everything may not be working out as you want it to work out, but the Lord still is good. He's good. He's good. And he is good. He's still making a way for you. If he allowed you to Open your eyes up this morning and encourage you all day long. It is Jesus that made that way for you. It is him and his tender mercy. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Call us tonight. I just got through talking to a pastor friend of mine. And her mother is in the hospital. And we are praying for her tonight. That the Lord continue to give us strength at this hour. And she would just let me know that there is a great power in the way of the saints. But Jesus said, except they're going to come a falling away first. And we're looking at it. It's prayer time. Come on, children. It's prayer time. And he said, except he shorten the day, there shall be no flesh saved. If you hear Dr. Moore tonight, dial that number, hallelujah. Dial that number tonight and tell Jesus what you want. I wish I could give it ever what you want unto all of you, but I can't. But we can talk to Jesus, and Jesus can, because he's filling the both heaven and the earth. There is no distant end prayer, even as we speak. While we are speaking, he's so swift. He hears us before we even finish. Oh, bless his holy name. He's God all by himself, and he don't need anybody else. We're not going through anything that the apostles did not go through with. Back in the early days, there was much sickness in the church. But the apostles kept on praying. Not only did they keep praying, they got sick themselves, but they kept on praying. But God heard their prayer. So I'm saying to you on this Wednesday night in 2020, the Lord is still hearing prayer. The Lord is still answering prayer. You might say, Dr. Moore, well, I don't pray, not a pray, and he haven't answered my prayer. Keep on praying. He said, knock, knock, knock. Knock till the door be open. Don't stop knocking, amen, because the door is shut. Knock until that door be open. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. The Lord don't want to hold any good thing from his peoples. If our earthly father know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more do you think our Heavenly Father will do for us? We're praying tonight. I'm praying especially for the ministers of the gospel, that they will stand firm on the word of God and preach the word of God as it is written from the word of God. Don't add, don't subtract, but preach it as it is. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. You will not hear this, old voice. God bless you. I believe we have a caller on the line.
Caller from 323-616. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, Bishop, how you doing? Kitasha, how you doing?
I'm blessed tonight, preacher. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm calling to get prayer for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my mom and dad, sisters and brothers, greater our nation as a whole. Like you said, all ministers, and
yes.
More strength and more power for me bringing the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Minister Stewart, God bless you tonight. It is such an honor to have you on the line tonight. We're going to pray together as we often do, praise the Lord. We're praying tonight, amen, that God give you victory. Amen. And ever what you're doing, amen, God give you victory. We're praying, amen, for Minister Tanya tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now we come in these requests right now. This man of God, Lord, is calling just to, my God, just to have prayer to continue to cover over his household, cover over his family in the name of Jesus. Cut his wife, amen, Lord, that stand by his side in the name of Jesus through thick and through thin. My God, right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her in the ministry now. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Touch my beloved son right now. My God, Minister Stewart, in Jesus' name. My God, he's a young man. Wow, but he's willing to do thy will. Touch him and give him strength, Lord. I know your grace is sufficient for him. In his weakness, your strength will make it perfect, Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus. My God, give him strength. Lord, give me what you need, Lord. Give me the fullness of what you need in the name of Jesus. My God, bless his household, bless his family, Lord. Mother, bless his father, bless his sisters and brother, niece and nephew. My God, bless him right now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let him come out, my God, and walk in the light of life. My God, in Jesus' name. As they minister together, Lord, let them stand like never before. Let them witness like never before. I pray, Lord, because you're coming back at your church, Lord. And we believe we're going back with you in the name of Jesus. My God, as he goes forward, my God, and minister to those in the bereaved family. I'm asking you to give him strength, Lord. Give him a devil of the spirit. Let your spirit, Lord, fall on it like never before. In Jesus' name, let it be a blessing even in the funeral service. I give you praise and I give you glory right now. In Jesus' name. God bless you tonight, my son. Thank you for calling. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you for calling tonight. Keep on praying for us. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, Jesus.
Caller from 310-525. You are live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bishop. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed tonight, my preacher. How are you doing?
Well, Bishop, today I wasn't feeling well. I was feeling pretty bad today. I woke up this morning and, I was don't want to say, but I don't know if I was going to make it. I'm just feeling so bad this morning, but I'm feeling better now. But I'm just asking for healing. I'm asking for deliverance. I'm asking God to open doors. It's a few women in prison that I've spoken to, and they're asking for deliverance, the demon of addiction. They desire to be free from the addiction of drugs, and a couple of women want their children back. They're just crying out for Jesus. They believe in Jesus, but they just need encouragement. They need prayer, and they want help, and they need doors to open up for them. And I'm asking special prayer for my daughter. Today is her birthday. I thank God for letting her see another year. And I'm asking God to open doors for her, that he leads her and directs her in the right direction. And just to make sure that she, gets herself right before God comes back, my grandchildren, my husband, and just the world, just the world period. We need Jesus just to intervene and cover us with his precious blood.
God bless you, my daughter. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that request tonight. The Lord, amen, hears every one of those requests tonight. We're going to attempt to take them before the Lord tonight. Almighty God, as he talked tonight, it's touching my heart. There are women out there. Lord, they want help. There are women out there who need help. My God, they need women. They need men to preach the gospel to them. But Lord God, sometimes it seems like the harvest is right, but the labor is a few. Oh, Lord, touch minister right now, my God, in the name of Tanya, in the name of Jesus, give us strength, give us wise to say, my God, touch her. My God, that you may open the heart of those that are in blindness right now. That addiction that they have right now. My God, it ain't too hard that you can't do. You can move that addiction right now. We pray for that drug, Lord, that is binding your children. We bind that spirit right now. We take authority over by the blood of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Come out. children in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You got the power. My God, you're able to deliver them in Jesus' name right now. Give me victory palm right now. Give my daughter strength to keep on minister to him in the name of Jesus. Like a household, Lord. My God, sanctify everything that's not right right around us. Sanctify, make it holy in Jesus' name. Lord God, that daughter of hers, that daughter of hers, you see, Lord. My Lord, my God, you know her, Lord. Oh, Jesus, give her the right direction. My God, because we know you're coming. We know you're coming. We know you're coming. Lord Jesus, touch that child. Touch. My God, even strip now, your child. My God, and turn around, Lord, turn around. Mother praying for, dad praying for. My God, the saints of God is praying for in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, and we thank you for this precious daughter tonight. In the name of Jesus, answer the prayer, Lord, the prayer of everyone that you have petitioned up before him tonight, and we're going to give you all praise and glory. Magnify the name of Jesus. Thank you, my daughter, for calling. We love you. Continue to pray for us.
Thank you, Bishop. Love you. Love you, Katara.
Love you. God bless you.
Bless you. Caller from 770-899. You are live on the air, Dr. Moore. No caller.
Hi, Bishop. I'm calling for prayer for a friend of mine, Kathy, who lost her daughter. And I'm asking prayer for my sons as well.
God bless you tonight. We're going to trust him to read right now in the name of Jesus. A name that every knee going to bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Almighty God, in Jesus' name right now, we come before you, Lord, my God, for the bereaving family. Somebody, Lord Jesus, has left this old earth. Lord, oh, Jesus, I pray that you have received them. I don't know, but I pray, Lord, that you comfort these that are down here left. Oh, in the name of Jesus right now, thank you for my beloved sister that is standing in the pastor's farm right now. Oh, in Jesus' name, continue to work it out right now. Lord Jesus, continue to cover them sons. Continue to cover them boys under your blood in the name of Jesus right now. My God, in the name of Jesus, keep them under your will, Lord, in Jesus' name right now. Send to this beloved mother, Lord, that will continue to put the word of God in their ears, Lord, in their heart and in their soul, in the name of Jesus right now. Give us strength on every hand in Jesus' grace and yoke right now. My God, the yoke that they're on, that's got her tied up. I'm asking you to break it right now. Set her free, Lord. My God, set her free. You know her heart. You know her heart. And we're going to give you the praise. And all the glory belongs to Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you tonight, daughter.
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Caller from 323-229. You're live on the air, Dr. Mark.
Hello, hello, Bishop. I'm just calling for prayer for you to bless us with a nice home and pray for me to get better.
God bless you tonight. Pray that God give you all a nice home and for you to get better. We're going to pray for that, amen, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And what I'm trying to say, God owns everything. And he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek him and you shall find. Continue, amen, to ask the Lord. Continue to believe the Lord for whatsoever you desire in your heart. Lord God, right now, Lord Jesus, I pray for my beloved daughter right now that you will give her strength and give her encouragement. When everything else seen the Lord failing, let her rely upon you and let her rely upon your word. My God, everything belongs to you. You say you will not withhold anything from your children. No good thing, Lord. You won't hold it from your children. Bless them with a home, Lord. Bless them with a home, Lord. Bless them with a home, Lord. Open doors up that have been closed in the face. Open doors up. Work it out, Lord. Work it out right now. Work it out, Lord. Touch somebody's heart. You know how to do it, Lord. My God, you know how to do it. You say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Work it out, Lord. my God, and as you do it, let her give you the credit. Let her give you the glory that you have done it. And we claim it, victory for my daughter right now in Jesus' name. Thank God. I want you to believe the Lord with me right now. All right?
Believe it.
All right. God bless you. And thank you for calling today. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege it is to carry all our sin and free to bear. God bless you tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. Along with the staff here in Apple Valley. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. I want you to try Jesus for yourself. Don't take the word of amen for everybody else. Amen. You can try him for yourself. See will it work for you. I know it has worked for me. 50-some years, amen, God has blessed me. I can't complain. I'm not saying I don't go through anything because I do go through a lot of things. But I can't complain because Jesus is right there with me. And Jesus encouraged me. And when I can't do something and he know it needs to be done, he makes that way for me. But he said he have no respect of a person. He no better to me than he is to anyone else out there. Call him tonight. Call Jesus tonight. Most of all tonight, Jesus wants to seek and to save that which is lost. Come on, children. Read your Bible. Read the word of God. This old world is going to flee from under us. This old world is going to flee from under us. It's not going to stand always. He wasn't intended for any human to know. So he said, no man know that hour. No, the angels in heaven. Only Jesus himself know the hour when he's going to come and burst the clouds open and they're going to roll back like a scroll. And here comes Jesus. Call Dr. Moore tonight. We want to pray for you. We want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. I'm so grateful for those that are calling in tonight. You don't know how encouraging that is. You call in, amen. You'll call somebody else, amen, to call in. It is encouraging for you to call in. Thank God for each one of you that's calling in. But believe, amen, that you're calling. Believe the Lord going to answer your prayer. Not just call in, but believe he's going to answer your prayer. There's an old song, sometimes we say, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Because you're going to need him, you're going to need him, you're going to need him. We're praying, amen, tonight for our Superintendent Charlie Moore tonight, Mother Pearly. We're praying for y'all tonight that God continue to give you strength, continue to make the way for you. My God, we're praying, amen, for our fellow ministers in the church, Pastor Blow tonight, Minister June. God bless you. We're praying for you tonight that God give you strength. We're praying for Pastor Ware tonight in the name of Jesus. And God will give us strength as she's pastoring, praise the Lord. It's not an easy thing to pastor the disobedient children. But if that's the job God gave you, amen, you must stand there. As the young man preached for us, amen, on Sunday, he preached, amen, from the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, saying, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You got to stand there until they hear the word of the Lord. We're praying for you, Pastor, tonight. We're praying for our own Mother B tonight. God, the hope of my Shanda. In the name of Jesus, that God will continue to strengthen her. Praying for her children, that the Lord will save each one of them. My Lord, before it's too late. Yes, yes, yes. It's prayer time. It is prayer time. I pray for the world tonight. I pray for all of God's people. Not only those I know, amen. I pray for those that I don't know because you belong to the Lord. Jesus died for you, and he died on Calvary for your sin and for my sin. I pray for you tonight that ever what you're going through with, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. I know the light seems to be dim sometimes, but oh, I want you to hold on to Jesus. Jesus' light is never dim. Because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill and cannot be hid. Amen. Jesus' light is never dim. Pray for our children. Amen. Our young children that don't know God and don't fear God. Pray the Lord will turn that thing around and put some fear in the heart of our young children that have never experienced the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Pray, amen, for them. And God will, amen, some kind of way, somehow, intervene in their soul and turn them around and let them know that he is God. Call us tonight. Call us tonight. We want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. I believe we have a caller. Amen tonight. God bless you.
Call from 623-213. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bill. I just have one special prayer requested. My son just left for the Army. He left yesterday. I pray that God keeps him covered under his protection. I pray that my son knows that whatever he's going through, if there are any struggles, any fears, any problems that he may run into, that he knows that he could turn to God and send all his worries and all his prayers over to the Lord. I ask God, put that in his heart, put that in his mind, keep him mentally focused. Just cover him and bless him as he enters this new chapter in his life. And also pray for my daughter. She's over there with him. They're in the same state, but different places. She's in the Army as well. Keep him covered and all the other soldiers as well. That's my prayer for tonight.
God bless you, amen. We're going to touch in there. We can be hallelujah. My God, we're going to touch and we are going to agree together tonight. Amen, for your son, amen, and your daughter tonight. And thank God for you impounding the word of God with them. And I know, amen, you're going to train them up in that way, and they will not forget. They will not forget if they get in any kind of trouble. They'll remember what mother told them and taught them. My God, but we're going to continue to pray, amen, for them tonight in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, Lord God, my God. Look over them tonight, Lord. Look over tonight. Look over that young man, that young lady, Lord, that have give their life to the armed service tonight, Lord. My God, but Satan don't care who he intervened in, but my God, cover them. Take them. My God, you know, took them to bring them back home in the name of Jesus. Mother is praying from constantly. Lord, and we praying tonight. We praying tonight for those children. Oh, she said, not only for her children, but my God, for all of those that are in the armed service tonight. Cover them under your blood in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. I'm asking you right now, Lord, is to strengthen them. Let them continue to pray, Lord. My God, let them not forget to pray. Let them not be ashamed, Lord. My God, keep your eyes before them. Trouble their little heart. Trouble their little heart. You are their deliverer. You are their keeper in the name of Jesus right now. My God, and I thank you for this beloved mother. My God, I thank you for tonight. Oh, as you have told our children, your word is in their heart. My God, is stamped it in their heart. I thank you for keep her, Lord. My God, keep her in faith, Lord. Keep her in prayer. My God, in Jesus' name. And we're going to cheer it up in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller from 323.
Line
15, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer over the God cover my family, just keep us physically, mentally, and financially.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Say it again.
That he continue on keeping my daughter and touch those kittens one day. I believe that God is going to be able to her kittens will be sick.
All right. My Lord, my God. My God, look, my God, this mother tonight is calling in the name of Jesus right now. We ask you, Lord God, The eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. You're looking down upon that daughter right now. Now, Lord, hey, working out, Lord. Working out for her kidneys in the name of Jesus right now. You put it, you put it, Lord, my God. You put it in
Hallelujah.
My God. You're able. You're able to do it right now.
Yes,
touch, Lord, no matter where there is no gift in the cloud. My God, we believe it by faith. My God, you've given us a connection together right now. We stand on your feet. Let healing come. Let healing be there. In the name of Jesus right now. I know you can work it out for right now. My God, I thank you for a couple right now. My God, I'm asking you to strengthen this beloved mother right now. My God, no matter how hell comes to us, my God, lift up your holy name right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Continue, Lord, to bless us. Continue to revive them in the name of Jesus right now. And speak peace to their heart in Jesus' name. Work it out that your name may be glorified, and we shall continue to give you the praise right now in Jesus' name. Thank God. We believe it's done right now as we speak in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. My God. In Jesus' name. God bless you tonight, and thank you for coming.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. You got time tonight. Amen. For one more call, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan defeat you tonight. Get that call in. Jesus is asking prayer. I say Jesus is asking prayer. Jacob wrestled with the Lord all night long. And Jacob said, I'm not going to rest my soul. I want you to hold on tonight. You that called in and wrestled with the Lord. Amen. Don't turn him loose. Tell him, bless your soul. Don't turn Jesus loose. Don't turn him loose. Tell him, bless your soul tonight. My God, I thank God tonight for the prayers. Amen. Has went up before the Lord tonight. All praise and glory belong to the Lord. I pray for the whole world, not only the United States, amen, but I pray for those in foreign countries tonight. My God, that God will keep healing. God will keep saving. He'll keep delivering in Jesus' name. Until next week, God bless you. Amen. This is Dr. Moore and his staff in Apple Valley saying, may the Lord continue to bless you.
We'll be back tomorrow night for our Bible study. So those of you who are up, who want to learn, call in tomorrow. Good night. Godspeed. God bless everybody.